This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining me tonight. You might have heard in the news last week that the Galesburg Farmers Market that's downtown every summer has gotten the go-ahead to start up despite COVID-19, and that there are going to be some changes this year because of that. But farmers markets are definitely a good thing, and especially the downtown one's pretty popular. And we're going to talk about everything happening with the farmers market with Kathy Bennett. She is organizing the farmers market this year and joins me on the line right now. Kathy, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, no problem.
How,
thanks for having me.
Very glad to have you, for sure. Before I ask about the changes and things related to COVID-19, just how big has the farmers market downtown gotten over the years? Every Saturday when I come into work here at the radio station, it always seems pretty bustling by that time with people willing to support local agriculture, among other things.
You know, over the last 10 years that I've been doing it, it's grown quite a bit. It started when I first started, you know, we had anywhere from 10 to 11 vendors, and we're up to at a minimum of 15 to 20 every Saturday morning.
Wow.
Vendor wise. And so we're really, you know, trying to draw more community members down to shop with these vendors that are, you know, putting out their, you know, local products to people.
What do you think makes a farmer's market appealing to people? Is it the supporting the local agriculture? Is it locally grown stuff? Is it something else that makes them appealing, do you think?
I do think it is the local produce, locally, you know, people, you know, in their businesses.
Yeah.
I think that's a lot of it. I think more people are being concerned about where their food's coming from.
Yeah.
Just being more cautious of what they're shopping for.
Yeah, that's for sure. So let's fast forward to now. Since the beginning of March, when this pandemic really started to take hold, I know that's right around the period you're starting to organize things and get vendors lined up and things like that for the farmers markets. What kind of started going through your mind when you first heard that, A, there was this pandemic, and that at least for a while, B, everybody had to stay home and avoid contact with other people and things like that? That could, I imagine if this had gone on for very long, that probably could have killed the farmers market, couldn't it?
Yes, it could have. At first, I was kind of not doing anything for the farmers market, thinking we weren't going to be able to have it.
Yeah.
So I was kind of delayed on really doing anything, really submitting the permit even to the city. And then we got word from the Illinois Farmers Market Association that farmers market were deemed essential.
Hmm.
And so I went ahead and submitted the permit to the city, you know, since we were deemed essential, even though each city had a choice to permit farmers markets or, you know, decline them within their own individual towns.
Yeah.
But I felt, you know, pretty confident that we would be able to have it. And so I submitted it, and then they wanted, you know, a safety plan. And I thought, oh, that's fine. We can do that. And then when the governor went ahead and extended the shelter in place, I was just like, oh my.
I'm sure.
And so, anyway, at that point, then we had, some vendors that kind of stepped up and got a more detailed, plan put in place and submitted to the city. To help with that, getting it going, you know, for the market to open.
How much?
Because I was just kind of just baffled by it all.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure.
I couldn't do it by myself. You know, not one person can, you know, handle all of that. So, you know, with that help, they were able to get everything rolling. So we were able to open, you know, we're delayed, you know, a few weeks. Usually we open the first weekend in May.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't happen, which was fine, because we wanted to make sure, you know, also that we had everything in place, you know, correctly, and that we could open safely and have everything, you know, done correctly, you know, with what the city was asking and what we said that we would also do
right.
to make sure things were in place.
How much did you have to work with the city in that regard, or did they just basically say, come up with a safety plan and leave it up to you? How much, how involved have they been in this?
Yeah, they pretty much asked for a safety plan. It was submitted to them, and they basically gave us the okay. They, you know, they do want us to follow that safety plan. You know, with the social distancing, you know, making sure, you know, people are wearing masks, you know, down there. I mean, it is an open space, mm-hmm. but it's, there will be close contact. I mean, not real close, I shouldn't say that. But, you know, when you're purchasing items, just like in a grocery store, you know, the vendors are going to be, you know, exchanging items with customers. And we don't have, like, the plastic, you know, screens or whatever like you have in
right.
the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, we're requiring the mask to be worn. We'll be having, you know, spacing out on the parking lot, you know, showing this, you know, the 6-foot social distancing, you know, just to kind of keep an eye on.
Sure.
I mean, there's plenty of space down there, but we're really hoping people take this as an opportunity to come out and get, you know, fresh produce and hygiene items that they can't get, you know, in the other stores. So we really want to watch the spacing, because even though we've been granted this permit, the city can easily revoke it if
yeah.
we're not following these guidelines. And we absolutely do not want that to happen.
Yeah. And I don't think that I think the city would be a little understanding of your situation, but I guess time will tell, right? Depending on how things go at the market. So you'll have the 6 feet of a social distancing marked out, like as people wait in line for different vendors and whatnot.
Right.
And, what sorts of other things do people need to know? You mentioned the social distancing. You're hoping to go cashless with this too, right?
Right. We do have several vendors that take credit cards. So we're hoping that the ones that do accept credit cards, that people will use them. You know, we do have some vendors that don't take credit cards. So there will be, you know, cash exchange. We're hoping that people will bring, you know, smaller bills per se, so they can maybe give exact change.
Yeah.
Depending on how much, you know, they spend with each vendor. So that would be beneficial if people, you know, brought, you know, the like fives or ones, depending on how much they spend.
Right.
Within, you know, each person. So that's that. We're also having, we're supplying hand sanitizer at each booth.
Okay.
For people. We're asking also to try to limit households to 2 people coming out to the market if possible.
Okay.
We understand that there are some single
parent
homes.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of, you know, families that come out to the market. We don't want to discourage, like, maybe a parent that has 2 children not to come. We want you to come out to the market. You know, if you have 2 children, please bring them if that's, you know, your only option. But we are asking, you know, if possible, to limit it to, you know, 2 people per household.
Okay.
You know, just to hold down on the amount of people coming out. Because it's not a place to socialize at this time.
Right.
Even though the market is a very, you know, social, you know, place to be. We do have a vendor that their family usually plays music at the market. The vendor is Tina's Botanicals.
Yeah.
And we have asked her family not to play music at this time.
Okay.
Because people, you know, will stand around and watch while they play, and we don't. Well, that's very nice. We don't want that right now.
Okay.
So that won't be happening. They will be coming out to the market, but they're not playing music. So that's another thing that will be, you know, a change.
One of the other things I wanted to make sure you emphasized was that that in terms of getting the order, that the vendors will do that for you this year. You probably shouldn't touch the products you're buying until after you've paid for them, right?
Right. So that's another thing. The customers are being asked not to touch anything. They're going to be asked to just tell the vendors what they want. The vendors will then bag up their items and then give it to them once it's paid for. If you do bring your own reusable bag, the vendor will still grab your items, and then you'll be asked to put the items after they're paid for into your own bag.
Okay.
So we're not asking you not to bring your, you know, reusable bags, because a lot of people do. So that's, you know, another thing.
Okay. I am almost out of time, but I wanted to make sure that we touched on some of the other things here. You have set up a special time for people who might have otherwise problems due to age or medical or things like that, much like some of the grocery stores and other retailers have done, right?
Yes. So between the hour, or half hour, I should say, of 8 and 8:30, we're asking people that would have, you know, due to age or medical condition, we're setting, you know, that half hour for those individuals, and anyone that is able to shop, you know, whenever, to wait until, you know, after that time frame, so, you know, other people can come out that is not so easily able to get around.
Okay.
And one of the pluses to the parking lot is it's been resurfaced.
Yes. So, thank goodness.
So we're excited about that, yes.
As well you should be. I've walked through that parking lot before for the market and for various reasons, and that was not pleasant. But thank goodness that's been fixed.
So that's very nice, you know, because we do have a lot of people from the Kensington that do come over and get items, and a lot of times they have, you know, walkers and whatnot. So this will be wonderful for them, because it is nice for them to, you know, get out, even if it's just for a walk around and then, you know, back home.
Mm-hmm. I should note, by the way, that you have a whole Facebook post regarding guidelines and what will be set up in that that we will link to when we post this interview in a little while on WGIL.com. So more of the details can be found there. But to wrap up, just a couple of more things, Kathy. Are you still looking for vendors?
Yes, we are still, we have a application out there on our Facebook page as well.
Okay.
For vendors. We're always looking for vendors. We can always, you know, right now, you know, we are limited to the type of vendors that we're accepting. We're only accepting vendors at this time that have essential products. So the non-essential vendors we are not allowing into the market at this time.
Okay.
So that is one of the other changes that we have currently. So like the crafters that you would normally have at the market are not able to come.
Mm, okay.
So that is one change. So it's just basically food items right now. We do have one of the changes that we have is like we have a couple of vendors that are selling face masks. They're being allowed to come.
Okay.
We also have allowed, we have a gentleman that sharpens knives.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have allowed him to come because we feel that's more of a maintenance item.
Yeah.
And maintenance businesses have been deemed essential.
Yeah,
so
sure
we have allowed him to come as well. And a lot of those decisions were left to the discretion of farmers markets.
Right.
So that is why we have decided he would be essential. You know, he sharpens knives to cut vegetables.
Yeah, exactly.
In a sense, or, you know, anything like that.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. So you can go to the Farmers Market Facebook page to find out information on that, and you say there's a sign-up form there. Otherwise, people can also contact you, correct?
Yes. Yep, they can contact me by email or phone.
All right. And your phone number is?
309-368-1750.
All right, 368-1750. Or again, go to the Farmers Market Facebook page. All the info is there. I'm out of time. Kathy Bennett, one of the organizers of the Galesburg Downtown Farmers Market, running Saturday all the way through October, right?
That is correct.
All right. Thanks so much for your time. Best wishes getting through this this craziness, and hopefully the Farmers Market is still a success this year.
All right. Thank you so much.
And again, we'll link to that on WGIL.com momentarily, the Facebook page, that is, for the Galesburg Downtown Farmers Market. Coming up, a programming change starting tonight on WGIL. You'll hear about that at 5:40, but when we come back, we'll have business news next on Galesburg's Evening News.